Blog Talk Radio.
It's good to know.
Stop.
He's a man.
month of the year. It's time for some things to be opened up for you today. I can motivate you to stimulate you to take to the next level. The level of body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want you to get ready, get your coffee, get your tea, down, relax. You know, get ready for a door that has been told to open up for you. And I got some things I want to share with you. This is a Sunday morning with the bishop. And I want to tell you some things that ain't nobody healing. Divine healing service last night. And Sister Mary was there. And he worked some things out. I want this morning for you. You got to need your plan to go to our minister. Thus be the hand of faith.com. When you go there, you hit the bell and you can bam, do what you need to do. We're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. On Monday, it's the Martin Luther King Jr. Movement Show. We talk about the right thing. Talk about what you need to do to fight these evils looking in the face, the job that you can't get. And still, we are under racism, white supremacy. On Tuesday, we cross over with the ancestors. We talk to the ancestors, and they tell us things. And on Wednesday, we have Bible class and Bible study. Tuesday, we talk with the divine word. Every telephone call is an expression of love. So I want to tell you, as you go forward, this year is the year of breakthrough for you going into next year, going into 2023. 2024, they got president election. They're talking about all that, but we're talking about women's and men's living. You know, everything that now is normal. Do you think it's normal? But it's not. We're going to talk about the money spirit. We're going to talk about how did the money spirit work. Well, you know how to work them out. Let me say it again. Breaking curses and hexes. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. Well, we're going to talk about who broke the curse, who broke the hexes, and how do you move to the next level this morning? How do you get your mind together to be successful? How do you get your mind together to deal with the racism, white supremacy that's going on? You got people that look like you, talk like you, but they hate you because they're under a divine, they're under a curse from the devil. They're under a curse from demonic spirits, men and women, okay? So this is something else that we're going to be talking about. Divine healing, we talked about last night. We're talking about, I'm glad to be able to see you. I come to you this morning to motivate you, stimulate you, to give you the word of God, or you can, I shake, go to the next level, and you can find out what God has you. What is your assignment? Some of you don't know what time it is. Because ain't no preacher never told you, you're assigned. Come on, church, pay tithes, sing, and cry, and that's it. But I want to tell you, man, woman, you got assignment. And your assignment is not by bishop, by God. Not by the Pope, not by God. But assign you, along with your ancestors, to go to the next level. Glory, hallelujah, thank God. I thank God for you. Thank God for you. I thank God for the universe. We're gonna go to the next level. And her leg. One lady said she had cramps in her back. One lady said she couldn't raise her left hand. She after the service, she said things happened. I told her, and I told you, the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost changed things. Uh-huh. And that's the good thing. I want you to get ready this morning for God to bless you. We're going into the Christmas season, Jesus ready for the season. But you got to know, tell somebody you love them. Tell somebody, in spite of where you're at, I'm higher. See, I'm not in the basement, I'm at the top. Okay? When your mind is the top floor, you won't carry your mind to the basement. That I can't get healed. Don't nobody love me. Let me say it again. God is going to carry you to another level. God is going to carry you to a door that is closed. He's going to open it up for you. If he opens it, he can close it. If he opens it, can't nobody close it. I want to say that. I want to say this morning as we talk to you, I'm proud of you, Sister Sherry. I got your text. I got your text. I'm praying for you, Bright Star. I'm praying for you this morning. I'm praying for you, Brother Baker, Brother James. I'm praying for you, Brother Kenneth. I'm praying for you, Joe in Orlando. Lee, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. To the rest, I'm praying for you. You know, it's to the point where God opened the door. I was talking to Dr. Christian, and I told her, I said, release. I gave her the word release. See what that means, bitch? God's going to release you, but he's going to release your mind and your body to another level. What you were yesterday, you're going to be today. The sickness you had yesterday, you ain't going to have today. God is going to carry you to another level. God is going to carry you to that been closed, can't nobody open but him. I was asking about it. I want to tell you to open a door for you. You know, I want you to read, you know, I said it last night, Psalm 119, very powerful. Psalm 91, Psalm 27, and Psalm 23. Lord is my shepherd, that's what I want. I think I'm going to have a mirror. I'm going to read that from Detroit. And those that call me from Detroit, those that call me from Mississippi, from Yadavis, Indiana. And I seen where while I was in Indiana, it was about 500 geese in the lawn, just out there. They weren't going. I said, wait a minute. These animals supposed to be on their way going south. They parked, they didn't go nowhere. Then I heard on the news that they got tornadoes and floods. In Mississippi and Arkansas, they got tornadoes all the way down to Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee. I said, that's where them birds didn't go nowhere. They sat there and they waited after the storm. Then they going to go south. But they ain't going south. And they stayed right here in the state of Illinois. I was just many you could see. Now, I said, that's kind of strange. But they know what Mother Nature gives. They know what's going on. So it's important for you to understand that they know what's happening when we don't know. And they know how to take it to the next level. So when they're not taking it to the level, we can take it to the next level. I want you to get ready this morning for things to open up for you and get your Bibles together. And we're going to talk about breaking curses and hexes that you say, well, ain't nothing on me. Yes, it is. You live in an old way and don't want to come out of your way. You don't want to change. And that's the problem. You don't want to change. And you got to be able to change, go to the next level. You got to be able to know that God will open up the door. They have storms up in South Dakota right now. I heard on the news. And going down to Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi right now, they got tornadoes back to back. But we said that to you, that they're going to be coming back to back. Remember we told you that? They're going to be coming back to back. So we said that way. So get ready that what you think is normal ain't normal. What you think is right ain't right. Only what do God last. Hallelujah. Mary, I'm going to see where I'm in at. I'm going to have a read 23rd number song. The Lord is my shepherd that I should not want. I want to talk about that scripture. That's the scripture that gives you money. That was David. And David said, the Lord is my shepherd that I want. David said that. David, man, after God's own heart, David messed up, but he repented. Sometimes he repented, he don't repent, because he's so after. And you don't want to know what's wrong, okay? You know, and when I talk about that, somebody don't want it. 23rd number Psalm, more people have read that scripture than the scripture in the Bible. And people around the South, they have on the law, 23rd Psalm. And they wear that 23rd number Psalm. People on their deathbed, the 23rd number Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. They understood the guidance of the ancestors. They understood the power of God. The Lord is the shepherd. The God is the God is your shepherd. He's gonna make sure the sheep get what they want. So when God do that, God will open up doors for you. And the doors that glow will be open quick, fast, and in a hurry. So this morning, as I speak to you this morning, I speak on the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, okay? I see your hand up. Now, I want you to read. I want people to get scripture for you to read. 23rd number Psalms, 119, 27 number Psalm 91. I want you to read that Psalm all the month. And when you read Psalm 119, I want you to go east, west, north. Now, if you're spiritual, you know what I'm talking about, four ways. And I'm going to decree what you want God to do for you in 2023. Decree what you want God to do. And he's going to do it quick, fast. Mary, read the 23rd Psalm for us, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Bishop. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Stop,
he
right
leadeth me
stop.
Beside
hey, stop right there. The Bible says the Lord is my shepherd. I shall put David was making known that he had cover. Somebody ain't got no cover. He had somebody watching over him. He had somebody bigger than him.
He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod, and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
See, a much right man is a much right woman. A much right woman is a much right man. If you're a much right person, that's what David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. And when you enter in that spirit realm, it's going to draw good things to you. Block, we've got something special for you. You have to wait on God to continue. And God's going to carry you to that level where can't nobody run over you and nobody block you. God got you. Breaking curses and hectors is to your body and to your ear. When you break curses and hectors, things happen. When you hear a guitar, a piano, a trombone, a drum, that's the rhythm of your body. If you go to the water and you listen to the water, you hear voice, and once you listen to that, it's going to give you a sign. The question I ask, what is your sign then? You know, some of you change job to job, and you wonder why. You say, to those that are hard to Brother John, that's not normal. Those people are out of the rhythm with God. You see, they're out of the rhythm with God. See, the ocean flow back and forth. The wind flow. The rhythm of God, things happen good for you. I mean, David could say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, because he was in the rhythm. After God on hard, but he kept in him. But he fell on his face. The Lord, wash me and cleanse me. Give me a new heart. Give me a new mind. God is able to do that this morning. Because the ancestors standing looking at you want to know where you're going, what you do, your education, the job you want. But you got to follow the hate of the spirit of them. No, they don't want you to go to the next level. So since they don't want you to go to the next level, they keep you blocked. But you got to go to the next level where things will open up for you. And when it opens up for you, it'll open. And God has never made a mistake. Man has made a mistake. Whatever you want, whatever you need, God got what you want. But you got to let go and let God. This morning, I want to say to you, and you plan on your paper, breaking curses and hexes. That's what you're going to break. When you talk about breaking curses and hexes this morning, you might look at what this bitch you talking about. And my pastor tell me, if he can't tell you what he don't know. He can't tell you what he ain't experienced. Okay? All what's going on today is the demonic spirit, the witchcraft, the warlock. They're busy. But if you got the anointing of the ancestors and the angel Mike, Raphael, Bobby, and Archangel, matter of fact, the angel of this month is Hamiel. That's the God along with Michael. These are the angels move through the world. And they let you know that they are powerful because they are sent by God. Glory to God. I was asking somebody one time. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. Good God Almighty, sometimes you got to set your weight on what God, the man, the woman, the husband, laying there with you, the wife laying there, she is sick. I will wrap you up. You know why you can't progress? Because I'm with you, but he ain't with you. The woman I'm with, you have to let go and let God. You can make up your mind, I can do this thing. I can do this thing because God got me. When God got you, he's going to break. God never put you in a situation you can't come out of. They told me, well, Bishop, I'm in jail. What can I do? You need to work. God got you for me. Witness to somebody. Talk to somebody on door. Talk to somebody again. Tell them that was a different way. Somebody caught up in the homosexual. Tell them that ain't God's way. That's man's way. You can go back to our way. It's a threat not thyself for evil doers. Be assumed. Be cut down. Y'all ain't crazy with me. But God will lift you up and bring you up out of whatever you think you're in. The devil got your patience on what God said. Now, if God said you healed this morning. We're going into 2023. That's going to be back to back, back to back. That's going to be some coastline. This is probably. That's going to be some land that is in trouble. The river going to overflow. The ocean going to move in. So some of the beaches going to be water. Okay. This is all over the world. Nature is taking back what's been stolen from it. Now, if your mindset is that you can't get healed, the lady says to her brother to the hospital, he died. Later up and die. What you going to the hospital to die? You go to the hospital to heal. But everything wrong that's going on there. One guy went to the hospital, so he had a headache. He said from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, headache. Called me, I said, brother, go home and let God heal you. Go home, get you. I ain't got no aspirin. Go home and do what mom and dad used to do. Go to nature. Go back to the herbs. Go back out to the woods and get the herbs that will heal your body. Y'all ain't pressing with it. Y'all understand. But that's what I'm saying tonight. What we got to work with. And once we understand what we work with, doors open up. God wants you to be blessed. Want every door closed, open up for you. And you know why you can't get there. Because you got to trust. In God, when you trust in God, everything gonna work out. If you don't trust Him, ain't nothing gonna work out. You wanna know why things ain't working for you? Because you ain't put your you, God. When you put your trust in God,
to bless you, and God to open that door for you, it's been a long time coming, but I'm telling you, God's going to fix it for you, and he's going to fix it quick, fast, and in a hurry. I call on the power of the Almighty God that will carry me to that level where I might be able to heal and deliver. I might be able to break down the stronghold of those that are in the dark land of the devil, those that are in evil spirit. I go east, west, north, and south, all over the universe, breaking curses, hexes, loosening them up right now. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I got a call that the storm down south, and up in California, snow, God is trying to get your attention and let you know that he's in charge. I was talking about. God trying to let you know that he controls things, not man.
I want to let you know God is able to bless you. I can curse it. I got a scripture for you to read, to break by the power of the Almighty God. What I'm talking about, people that mind, the devil has messed mind up. You don't know what to do. See, when I go to the Bible, I see what Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that God put in power. He gave them knowledge to fight evil. God gave you power over sickness. The angel Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, all the archangels and the angels will come and help you. I'm looking for a breakthrough in 2023 in the name of Jesus, in the name of all the gods of the universe, in the name of those that lose psychic spirit and evil spirit and hope. They'll lose your assignment, all the people of God. They'll lose your assignment off of the children. Lose your assignment in the name of the Almighty God. We ask the power of our ancestors to come and accompany us to help strength. I shake. Now, what I'm saying tonight, deliver you and carry you to that level of being healed. Break curses and hexes. And when you break the curse off of you, God put an arm around you where it won't come back. Okay, I'm talking about charm, hexes, spells, curses, jinx, psychic warfare, love charms. All is spells that we use by evil. And when David said, "Lord, it's my shepherd," you have already put on the full armor of God to be protected from whatever it is. Claiming your sickness, you claim your healing. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the suffering thing hoped for, the evidence thing. I want you to claim it. I want you to claim something, to claim your job, claim your healing, claim your power, walk into your power, and say, "Bitch, I got my assignment from God, and I'm healed. I got my assignment from God. I know where I'm supposed to go." 2 Timothy 1:7, God didn't give you a spirit of fear. He gave you a spirit of joy and happiness. Oh, hallelujah. So I want you to walk like you know that God have already gave you what you want this morning. Talking about that, today we have people that got to know that they are caught up. You got to plead the blood of the Almighty God, the blood of Jesus. I'm covered under the blood. I'm covered under power. When God told the world, he gave it on the ground. You covered. The blood of Jesus covered you. Now, I will tell you that this morning, the cover. I want to tell you, it's no religion that you get into. I'm not religious, so don't put that on my back. I'm not Christian, I'm spiritual. Christian on your back, Christian on your back, that Judaism on your back. You limit yourself. But you are a spiritual mind and a spiritual woman. God can talk to you at any time, at any place. And he told me this morning, taking curses and hexes for 2023, 2024, the door's going to be open, and certain things that I'm prophesying for 2023 survival warfare. And there's going to be lasers that can destroy things. It's going to be things that are happening. People shooting people ain't normal. People killing people ain't normal. People dying because of different sickness, that's not normal. So thank God for what he's doing for you. So thank God for the door he got open up for you. And you're going to thank God. It's a scripture I want you to read on breaking curses and hexes. You meditate on these scriptures. And I want you to know these scriptures will break curses and hexes. In the name of the Almighty God and his son Jesus and all the prophets and all the saints, I do break curses and hexes, spells, charms, and all that's under the world, the underworld. I break it down. I declare power over all of the demonic spirits, those that come to kill. I break yoke and curses this morning. Loose your hope. Loose your assignment of that woman, of that man, of that child. Heal in the name of Almighty God. I shall take. See, it's curses going on. People are brought into curses. So the curse is controlling it. You kill yourself. I mean, you curse by demon. You all messed up. But I got scripture. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. God, I'm going to bless you, ladies. I'm going to curse you. Genesis 25, that 14, 14, step back and let God work for you. He can do it. He can do it right now. So you don't let nobody take charge of you. You let God take you to the next level. Because God is going to take you to that next level, and God is going to help you. So you don't let anybody take you where you don't want to go. You go in the name of the Almighty God, and God will take you to that level where you need to go. And when God takes you there, you go there and be a blessing, because you're a blessing right now. I'm going to pray this morning. You know, when I go in the spirit, I see people that need heal. I need people that give up. And I see people ain't got no faith because the devil stole their faith. But only Jerry by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you, reader, only by the power of the Holy Ghost, I tell you, I want to thank you, Bishop Rob, Bishop Moore, Bishop Cook, and all the bishops and the prophets, Mother Francis, Mother Ross. Here's some scriptures I want to show you. And you might say it's impossible, but all things are possible with God. Luke 18 and 27. You might say that, you might say this, and you need to trouble the break. God said, I will give you rest. He said, I'm so tired. And he said, I don't know why I'm so tired. But God, I rest. St. Matthew 28 and 30. The rest in God will rest you. And the devil, when you say, I can't go further, God said, my grace is sufficient enough. You can't go. Second Corinthians 12 and 9, Psalm 91 and 15. Everything you got problem with, God can fix it. You may say, you know, I say you can't make it. Sometimes you're all caught up. And you say, I can't do this anymore. But God said, tell you what God said, you do all things. He said then, God said, you can do all things. Philippians 14, all things. Whatever you need, God got what you want. God got what you need. I want to let you know God is able to lift you up. Father God, we come this morning to bless East, West, North, South. Those under a snowstorm, New York, up in California. Those in Las Vegas, God touch. Those that are in the South with tornadoes and high winds. God, you're in control. God, we ask you to touch right now. God, break yokes right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, I give you the power this morning to walk in the anointing of God. Father, Father, I claim your healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I claim your healing, your living, your breakthrough, whatever you need. Oh, God got it. I see God doing something for somebody. I think somebody got a healing in the neck. I got a revelation. Let me do revelation knowledge. Somebody got a healing in their stomach, like their stomach bloated. But God did a healing for that. Somebody here, God here, they hear. I just got a religion knowledge. I'm going to clear up in their throat, they healing right now. In their back, God told me a healing. 1 in 23, want you to heal from cancer. Breast cancer, you're crying about. I creep that breast cancer, dry up. That left shoulder hurting. I declare it healed. In the spirit of Raphael, healed. Somebody need a healing. Now, I'm going to tell you then. Some of you need to call me for a special consultation for what's going on in 2023. Call me. I haven't been in the call. I just got connected with them. But I want to give you the right path to go on. I want to tell you how to break the curse and the hex on you and your family. Once you do that, things will get all right. All is well. Let me say it again. Begin to say, going to 23, all is well. Answer your phone. Peace, love, joy, and love. I'm asking for you. Sister, I'm praying you this morning. The spirit has come. Sister May, I'm praying for you this morning. Every level, every telephone. Every text, every expression of love. Go to your house. The angels say, get what you need. It's 23. It's your season to be blessed. This is your season to walk in the anointing of God.
For a breakthrough. December is going to be your month.
Tell the Lord thank you this morning because there's a breakthrough coming. Don't go and shop and spend all your money at the mall. Get ready for God to bless you. I'm praying for you, Brother Joe. I'm praying for you, Sister. Okay. Sister Roma, I'm praying for you too. Sister Ben, I'm praying for you. Lisa, all is well. I want to tell you, I talked about healing last night. I want to talk about breaking curses and hexes. And you got to be consistent at breaking curses and hexes. A lot of people are possessed. When you go, so put your mask on. Because, oh, that's that demon coming out of them. They're so caught up. And that's how he's airborne. There's so much going on out of him. When you go, now, if you got your children, homeschool your children, keep them out of the environment till this thing's cleared up. Homeschool your children. Then you can stop us because there's a lot of negative energy out there in the world. Breaking curses and hexes. And let me tell you how the demon attack. Attack your mind. Attack your body. It's stuff you can get out to God in and go to help store and get. Can stop that breathing problem. It's stuff you can get to move cancer. And you can get no shot for no cancer. When you take chemo poisons you, radiation cook you. Now you know it's gotta be something beyond that. What did our ancestors do? What did grandma do? They went to the garden. They went to the woods. They didn't have take no radiation and they lived. They didn't take chemo and live. They deal with the earth. And we got to go back to old landmark. We got to go back to what grandma and grandma did to stay healed. The doctor want to cut you wide open. And usually I know a doctor cut a lady, and a lady still bleeding from the cut 3 years ago. And they say they want to go back in and sew something up. Okay? I don't say not go to the doctor, but Dr. Jesus in front of your life. Put prayer in front of your life. Call on God to heal your body. He will direct you the way to go. Somebody right now, let me take one, just got a revelation. Somebody having, they got a knot in their left breath. Father God, touch you right now. I claim dry up. Damn. Somebody in their back, their lower back, breaking curses in the head. That's what we're talking about this Sunday. Sunday morning with the bishop, all is well. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing this morning in the right direction. If you got a need, let me see. I believe that if you harvest, if you see, you get a harvest. I'm talking about a 100-fold harvest. Net, I think for net, I told her to go out of food at where you can get that. I took pictures, get ready for a blessing. Sometimes you have to go outside of your zone, get what you need. Sometimes you can go with a bear and say, ding, 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 ding. You got to go there and the clean. You walk in and say, this, look what you got to say. All this belongs to God. Give me what you owe me. I want you to pay me what you owe me. And when you go and they give you, Mary, you have to stop doing it. Keep doing it. When they come to you, you get it and run. Thank God. If I brought 100, I leave with 200 blessed. So I'm going to leave that alone. You have not because you have not. God told me 7 people going to be blessed. Not what they, okay. 700 people going to be blessed financially. It's 3 people in the house. Bam. And somebody said people going to be debt free. You told me they going to be released. In the name of the Father, Son, and Jesus' name. Amen. As you say it. I believe it. Don't forget. Sarah, if you got things you want to print for 23, go to Cash Out, hit the sign, Bishop T.T., and go down to the right. but God got to direct you. I don't want to do it. I want God to direct you to the field. I want God to direct you to plant those seeds. So that if God doesn't give you to plant it, you're going to get dividends. You're going to get a harvest. Okay, Joe. Don't let that, hold on to that Christmas tree, Joe. Don't let it fall. Hold on to that Christmas tree. Yeah. Christmas tree kind of big, Joe. I looked at that tree kind of big. Happy birthday to you, Mary Scott. Happy birthday to you, Chelsea. Lena May, happy birthday to you. Walter, happy birthday to you. Helen, happy birthday to you. Brother Kenan, happy birthday to you. All of them got birthday December. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.